This is Metro and Gordon do the internet. One has a beard and one does not. Now that you're caught up, here's my son and his friend.
Well, yes. I mean, that's pretty much the basics. Hello, welcome to Metro and Gordon do the internet.
Truer words never been spoken, sir.
Yes, facial hair is really the defining feature that separates the two of us. My name is Metro, along with my good friend Gordon. Gordon, hello!
Hello, Metro.
How are you today?
Good, and I do have a beard. And here's the thing, I've seen you try to grow a beard, and it's a valiant effort, but you have no business growing a beard. No business whatsoever.
Yes.
You have nice skin. Show it off.
It turns out awful. I always end up looking like I've been in some kind of fire.
You get so nervous when Philly sports teams do well and go to the playoffs.
Yes, because the whole playoff beard thing comes around and I just can't hold up my end of the bargain.
Right, and everybody just blames you when they lose.
I know. And I go, no, there's really hair there. Trust me. It's peach color, but it's there.
Peach color, so, like a crayon.
This is the second episode of Metro and Gordon do the internet. Lots of stuff going on today. First and foremost, in just a few moments, we're expecting a call from the one and only Shaggy.
Yep, that Shaggy.
The Mr. Boombastic himself.
No sophomore slump this episode. It may where it lacks comedy, it may pick up with special guests.
Yeah, yeah. And what we lack in actually funny stuff, we make up for in Jamaican guest stars. Also, in addition to that, we'll look at some news from around the internet, the big stories from this week, and get a live report from the floor of CES, the Consumer Electronics Show that's happening right now. That's where they unveil all the new technology that's going to be coming out and you can get for Christmas next year.
Yeah, that's in, Vegas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And always the funny thing, and I don't know if it's this way this year, we'll have to ask Jennifer Jolly, who will be joining us. From what I remember, they do the
good friend Jennifer Jolly.
Yes, they do the AVNs like across the street at the very same time.
The same weekend?
Yeah, yeah, the very same time the Adult Video News Awards are happening at the same time the Consumer Electronics Show is. So that's why strippers always have the best iPads.
And always date nerds.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
That's like a nerd. That's a nerd paradise. Nerds go from sweaty to sweatier by crossing the street.
But they're never allowed in. They're just sitting there trying to hack in on some kind of app that they've downloaded.
They just see a girl in a bathing suit on the banner outside and just go.
So what has been happening with you since the last time we've gotten together here on the internet?
Funny you should ask. Last night, spent the night Googling, is it okay for a dog to eat a lady thing out of the garbage can?
Oh, we have that same exact problem.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What a night.
I have a dog that does the same exact thing, and we have now decided to throw the lady things away in the kitchen trash can because she can't get up that high.
Oh, great for you and your household. Awesome.
So what happened? Was he sick?
No, he's okay so far, but, you know, you go on and you read all the message boards and, you know, find out that, you know, most people who own dogs have the same problem at some point. And it's just everybody's, you know, advice based on their experience. So you find yourself just kind of weighing the credibility of their comments based on their screen name, like, you know, California Surfer One. Like, okay, well, maybe he's a good guy that loves his dog, likes to take his dog surfing, which seems pretty smart. And then there's like, I hate veterinarians. And then you're like, nah, I don't know, I'm gonna move on to the next one.
Yeah.
But turns out it's it seems to be okay, and it's a pretty normal thing. You just got to keep an eye on the dog. I just don't want to take him to the vet, and I know that's a terrible pet owner thing to say, but you and I have talked about that before, because you take him to the vet, and, you know, he's going to be fine, but they're going to give him, like, different shots, and they're going to run different tests, and which is the point of the vet. But, you know, that's like a $300 trip.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing, is it's probably going to be something that'll work itself out. But I know in that first year or so that you have a dog, especially the first time that you have your own dog, you panic over every little thing. And it's like, oh, yeah, no, she's barking weird. Should I take her to the vet?
Right. That's why they say it's always a good idea to get a dog before having a child, because you kind of work some of those fears out, those irrational sort of panics.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool sneak preview, too, with your significant other to see what they're going to be like once you get to that point.
And I had no idea that babies also poop in grass.
And eat weird things out of the trash can.
Can I ask you something? We'll move on here.
Yes,
What was it? Saturday night, I got I got some awesome texts from you because you had a few of the adult sodas.
Yes, I was imbibing in some alcoholic beverages.
And I remember reading, I'm thinking, well, there's no way I'm going to get a good explanation tonight as to what this means. I'll ask him tomorrow. And then when tomorrow came, I was like, I'm just going to ask him during next week's podcast. What the hell was going on? I got text that said, I just got caught taking photos of hipsters.
Well, that's a true story. Has that ever happened to you where, you know, everyone's got a camera on their phone now. Has that ever happened to you where you've been out in public and you've been trying to take a picture of somebody else in public and they catch you?
Well, probably, but I was probably with you.
Yes. I have a bad habit of making awkward situations a little more awkward.
And you sure do.
And this is one of those examples. We were at Sugar Mom's, and we were downstairs, and we were playing pool. Paige had some friends in town for the weekend, so we took them over to Sugar Mom's, the classiest of all Philadelphia establishments.
Of course.
Wanted to show them the luxury that Philadelphia has to offer. So we went, and we're playing pool down in the bottom of Sugar Mom's, and we're playing against this hipster couple. Actually, there's like a whole group of them, probably four, and three of the four are wearing matching glasses, like black rimmed glasses, and sweaters. Like they're all wearing matching hipster outfits. Like there's a uniform that they hand out now.
Yeah, yeah, team hipster.
So I was like, oh, this is too good. I got to take a picture of this. So I'm at the end of the pool table, like trying pretending like I'm checking email or whatever, but I tilt the phone up a little bit, and yeah. I snap the picture, and I think I'm fine. And then the girl hipster comes over and says, "What'd you just take a picture of?" And they go, "Oh, what? I don't think I did take a picture." She says, "No, you took a picture. What did you take a picture of?" And at this point, I have had a couple of drinks. And she goes, "Let me see your phone." And I go, "Oh yeah, okay." And I make sure I X out of the pictures thing as soon as possible. And she goes to the pictures, and I click on one like about a week back so that she doesn't see it. But this smart girl
has seen an iPhone before.
Yes. So she flips ahead and there it is. In all its glory, the picture of her staring right back at her. And in that moment, I have no idea what to do. She just goes, "We should delete this." And I go, "Yeah, I mean, hey, if you want to delete it, that's fine. We should probably delete that." But then what made it even more awkward is she goes back over and tells the rest of her gang.
Of course she does.
But they don't stop playing. They don't leave. Like, I would love for them to just go, "What a creep. We're out of here." But they don't. They continue playing pool. And now I'm just the weird guy that takes pictures while I stand there and I play pool against them for the next 10 minutes.
For all intents and purposes, and I like Sugar Moms a lot, but you're on their turf.
Yeah, it was a weird situation and very embarrassing. But at that point, once you're caught, you just have to go, "Yeah, okay."
So you as well, as we talked about before. Like, that's a Metro thing. Well, the weird situations I've ever been involved in have been in Sugar Moms and have also involved you.
If I recall now, and I didn't even think about this till right now, we've had picture situations at Sugar Moms before, haven't we?
Yeah, let me explain that picture situation. You and I were there eating tater tots or pierogies or whatever, minding our own business, and then this group of, it had to have been a bachelorette party, right?
Yes, yeah, yes it was. Yeah. They were all sitting in the bumper car.
Yeah, yes. There was a whole bachelorette party piled into a bumper car, and you decided to wander over because they were taking photos of themselves to ask them if you could take a photo of them, and you did, and then I don't remember what transcribed in between there, but you then ended up taking their camera upstairs into the bathroom of Sugar Mom's, which is filled with porn, like they just plaster porn on the walls,
yes,
and taking photos of the porn in the men's bathroom and then giving their camera back to them.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where they were all hanging out, having a good time, and forgot that I had their camera. I think I took a bunch of pictures of you and me first. And then
for sure there was a bunch of you and me. And like in front of them, and they didn't care, and then that's when you got the cojones to go take pictures of porn.
Good times.
And also, I don't think we drank all that much at that point. We were just drunk off of, you know, cheese fries.
I hate to cut my embarrassing moment short. No, I don't. I'm glad we're moving on. But the phone seems to be ringing, and I believe Shaggy might be on the line.
Mr. Bombastic.
Mr. Boombastic?
Yes.
Mr. Lava Lava?
Mr. Lava Lava. Mmm.
Shaggy.
Mr. Lover Lover.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey.
Mr. Lover Lover?
Lover Lover, one time, yeah. Shug it!
Hello, Mr. Shaggy.
You just made our day.
My name is Metro, and my good friend Gordon is here with me. How are you this morning?
I'm good, man. What's up, Gordon?
What's up, man? Thanks for being here.
Shaggy, before I get started on all the things that you have going on, how many people have told you that babies have been made directly responsible because of the song that you put out in the 1990s?
Let me tell you something. It is so big that I met a child with his middle name Bombastic.
As someone who's written a very extremely popular song, now in 2012, yeah. does it ever come back to bite you? Like is that sort of the downside to writing an incredible song? Is that you will now be known by that song for the rest of your career?
Well, it's not a bad thing to be called Mr. Bombastic, but when you start seeing me and calling me Mr. Angel, then that's kind of a little rough.
That's true. Shaggy, as long as we're talking about names, I was thinking about it. If you changed and you went back to Orville, you would do every Orville in the world's biggest favor.
That is the corniest name, though. I ain't even going to front. You know what I mean? Nobody calls. It's funny that my middle name is Richard, right? And when I was a kid growing up, everybody called me Richard instead of Orville because it is the corniest name. You know, chicks be like, oh, your name is Orville? I said, I'll pop your corn. You know what I mean? Straight up. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm a Reddit Booker guy. What's up?
But you could make Orville cool again.
You try to think of everything cool. Orville Redenbacher is like the only cool Orville, and he's not even cool. He's not a cool Orville.
I don't know. I enjoy some Orville Redenbacher every once in a while. We're on the phone right now with Shaggy. Has a new CD out right now. Is this one's nominated for a Grammy already? Is that true, Summer in Kingston?
It is nominated. It came out in summer, last summer, and we put out Sugarcane, which was the first single. Obviously, we're working everything independent and just taking our time. It only came out digital. It was only 8 songs on that album. And now that we've gotten the Grammy now, which we intended to do, was to basically put a 10-song album out, and now we're putting a physical copy so you can buy it in the store. It came out on the 7th, and it's in stores right now. And, the second single, which is Dame, a song called Dame with Kat DeLuna and myself. We just performed it on Jay Leno on Thursday. So it's an amazing feeling. We're all really psyched up, and we're getting into Grammy mode right now.
That has to feel awesome that you did it all by yourself, too, and you're still getting the Grammy nominations.
Yeah, well, the times have changed. You know, I mean, record companies are not as, as relevant. I mean, they're still relevant, but not as relevant. You can find artists now, especially if you're an artist with a brand like myself that is a global name and a household name. You know, it all depends on just how you market yourself and the type of people that you put behind you and the music to really get it into the mainstream. And it might not take one record or one song. It might take 2 or 3 or 4, but it's good to know that you're in charge of it, and which is the problem I've had over the years, why you always hear me with these big hits and right afterwards, because I always do the big hits by myself, and then the suit and tie comes in and says, well, we think you need to make another one just like that. You know what I mean? And then after a while, you're like, they don't know what they're doing, and if you're not doing it the way they want to do it, then it was like, well, you don't want to do it like me. I pay the cost to be the boss. Excuse me. I want to cut you off.
Your boss voice sounds like his name should be Orville.
I am Orville. I'm Boss Orville. What's up?
We have the distinct pleasure of talking to Shaggy right now, a.k.a. Mr. Lover Lover, a.k.a. Mr. Bombastic, and in addition to the Grammy Award stuff, also headlining
a.k.a. Mr. Angel.
Yeah, a.k.a. Mr. Angel. And he will be headlining the Jamaican Jazz and Blues Festival that's happening, the Art of Music, January 26th through the 28th, with your co-headliner is Celine Dion. When you first read that sentence, did your head explode like mine did?
You know what? The Jazz Festival has been going on for years, and I've been doing it for years and years, and we've always had very big names on it. Diana Ross all the way down. We've done a lot of big names. Air Supplies. I mean, even Kenny Rogers was on that.
Nice.
Which was an amazing turnout. So to hear Celine Dion on it is not a problem at all. It's not surprising. We've had so many of these guys come through, and it's just an amazing festival. It's like 3 days of excitement. It's right in Trelawney, where there's a lot of beaches, a lot of cool hotels, a lot of cool nightlife. And of course, the concert is in the middle of all of that. CeeLo Green is there, and all these great artists that are there. It's just going to be a fun vibe. And it's right into the independence celebration also, which starts the top of the year. Jamaica turns 50 this year. So, the government of Jamaica is going really hard and just really celebrating for the Jubilee.
And I know this sounds ignorant, but I had no idea that Jamaica's independence has only been, 50 years.
Oh, man, listen, we're a small country. We only have 3 million people. But we have, our presence has been felt. When you think about the Caribbean, you think Jamaica. You know
absolutely.
You don't even care about another country. You know, if somebody say, "Well, I'm from Trinidad," they're gonna be like, "Which part of Jamaica is that?" You know what I mean? This is what it is. I mean, we are the flagship of the world. We've made an impact from Bob Marley. So we are the fastest Olympic team. You know, which is so ironic that the Olympics is in the same year of our Jubilee, our 50th anniversary, and it's really, really a wonderful time.
Celine Dion and Shaggy will headline the Jamaican Jazz and Blues Festival together. Shaggy, I have an idea, because I know at these festivals, one of the big problems, and you know this from doing a bunch of these, is that in between bands, it takes a while to break down the set and get the next band's equipment up there and get everybody up and rolling. Well, since it's the Jamaican Jazz Festival, you should just have Usain Bolt just be the guy that runs all the equipment back and forth, up and down off the stage.
That would be the quickest band change, I'm going to tell you that. You know what I mean? And you know what? I'm sure Bolt will probably pop up, because the thing with Usain Bolt, he'll pop up at every party. I did a pre-party the other night for the Shaggy and Friends concert, which is a charity concert I keep every year for Bustamante Hospital for Children. And, we have Lauryn Hill and Eve and Burris Hammond and Denise Williams, and everybody was down here for the concert. And we had this pre-party, and out of nowhere, it was somebody tapping me on my shoulder and said, "Boss man, I'm not going to be here, but I want to know that everything good." And I look around, it was Bolt. So he pops up anywhere. I'm sure he's going to probably pop up there.
Good deal. Well, look, man, I wish you so much luck, and I'm so happy you're still out there doing it and putting it down. And good luck with everything, with the Jamaican concert and with the CD Summer in Kingston as well.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. Talk to you later on.
All right, man. You guys take it easy.
You're listening to Metro and Gordon Do the Internet. Why?
Gordon, this week we are lucky enough once again to have one of our friends from Facebook actually sponsor the show.
Who is it this week?
This week, our lucky sponsor is James Logan.
Oh, I know Jim.
That's right. Jim, who went to Upper Darby High School, class of 1990, by the way. Jim's into a lot of stuff. He's from Phoenixville, but he's into a lot of bands that you may have never heard of before.
Like who?
Like Lightborn.
You're right.
How about the Phoenix Vale?
Nope.
Surely you're familiar with Paul Hipp.
Wait. Nope.
0-3. He does like some TV shows you may have heard of, though. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I have, yes.
I am familiar with that one. And Fuel TV.
Just in general, loves everything on Fuel.
What is Fuel TV?
I've never actually seen it as a channel. I think it's just on demand, like music videos and motorcycles backflipping and stuff.
I bet they show a lot of Lightborn.
What's Jim been up to?
Jim says Flyers. That's what I'm talking about. So thank you to Jim, or James Logan, for sponsoring the podcast this week, the second episode of Metro and Gordon Do the Internet.
If you'd like to sponsor the third episode, hit us up on Facebook or email us or leave a message on one of our websites or whatever. Let us know that you would like to sponsor episode number 3, but you have to be a Facebook user. Why? I don't know.
You want to take a look at some of the stuff happening around the net?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Now with the biggest stories of the week from the internet, we go to the internet news desk with Gordon. Gordon!
Metro... Oh, health officials will not investigate Beyonce's baby delivery.
Thank God.
Lenox Hill Hospital says the birth of Beyonce's daughter did not inconvenience other parents. While the birth of Blue Ivy Carter was, quote, heaven for Beyonce and Jay-Z, other new parents at New York's Lenox Hill Hospital have said it was the polar opposite for them, but state health officials determined today that Lenox Hill did nothing wrong.
Because that's because they like shut down a whole wing of the hospital, right?
Shut down the wing. Apparently, in this, there's more in this story, but we'll just skip it because it's really long. But the apparently, Jay-Z and Beyonce's security detail blocked off the neonatal intensive care unit because apparently that's where Beyonce and their baby was. So other parents who had just had babies and or have babies with things going on at that hospital couldn't get in because they were afraid of, you know, the wrong people getting in, and they taped over security cameras, like covered them up and just blocked off whole wings of the hospital. So everybody else who was there to use the hospital services claim that they couldn't get to the stuff.
Well, look, if there's anything that you can just leave alone for a little while, it's neonatal intensive care.
Right.
That sounds right. Really serious.
Yes, exactly. So, but apparently the state health officials have determined that nothing wrong happened. So,
what do you think of the name, Blue Ivy?
Look, it's fine. I've learned in my young adult life to never make fun of children's names, like what people decide to name their kids.
Why not?
Not that I'm going to run into Jay-Z, but just in case I do, why mess with Jay-Z?
Honestly, the name Blue Ivy, I don't have that much of a problem with, but the explanation behind it, which I'm still not sure if is legit, because I get all my Jay-Z news secondhand from my girlfriend, but from what I understand, Blue...
You're like, your girlfriend's like Anthony Crispino.
Yeah, Blue is because of the blueprint. Or the baby's the blueprint, or they met on the blueprint, or something.
No.
And
okay.
Ivy is Roman numerals for four?
Really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, I don't know. So does this make Jay-Z old Hova now? Because he has a baby?
It makes that nursery baller as hell, though.
Oh, that baby is going to have so much stuff. Can you imagine the gifts that people are actually going to get for Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Yeah, can you imagine if your business was to make tiny little Yankee caps? Best week ever.
Every color. I like to think that during the delivery, Kanye West just barged in and said, whoa, wait a minute, I'm going to let you finish. But my cousin had the greatest baby of all time, fam.
He said it to Beyonce's area.
Yeah. Greatest vagina of all time, Beyonce.
I'm going to let you finish. God.
Congratulations to the two of them. I'm happy that Blue Ivy is in the world. Do you know that people are... Someone defaced a church and said Beyonce gave birth, Satan is here?
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that think that this baby, most of them racist, think that this baby is the spawn of Satan.
Yes, not mostly racist, 100% racist. I also read something, and I don't know how old this was, so I didn't include it, but it said that somebody just got stabbed, a man stabbed another man for not knowing that Jay-Z was Beyonce's man.
What?
Like, they got an argument, like, who's Beyonce's guy? And someone said Jay-Z, and the other was like, nuh-uh, so he stabbed him.
Read your Us Weekly, mofo!
Metro, Bizao, doo-doo, zippity-bop-bop, was arrested.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, Bizao, doo-doo, zippity-bop-bop.
That's his name?
He was arrested in southern Wisconsin. Here it is. Authorities in southern Wisconsin are facing a tongue twister. Thanks to the arrest, I'm going to say it again, Bizao doo-doo zippity bop bop. The unusually named 30-year-old man was in jail on Sunday in Madison. Police say he violated his bail conditions from a previous run-in with the law. Court records show that his name used to be Jeffrey Drew Wilski. He legally changed it in October.
Is he just the biggest David Lee Roth fan of all time? The bozy, bibsy, bop, bop, bop. Yeah, let's change it to that.
Reports say that zippity, bop, bop was arrested last week after residents complained of excessive drinking and drug use near Reynolds Park in Madison.
Well,
the
good news for the parents is that bozy, bop, his brother, is much better off.
Hey,
he's a straight A
respect.
Student.
It's zoppity, bop, bop, bop.
I know, with his brother bozy, bop.
They did find a loaded gun in his backpack.
Wow.
It's weird that a guy like that would carry a gun.
It's weird that a guy like that would be involved with drugs. Who saw that coming?
So, our thoughts are with the family of Bizao Doo Doo Zippity Bop Bop, who's facing some heavy charges up in Wisconsin.
Oh, God.
Eddie Van Halen, David Lee Roth, back together, speaking of DLR. Back together with Wolfgang Van Halen, release a new video and a new song called Tattoo. Have you heard it?
I have not yet.
Ooh.
Tattoo, show me your dragon.
and you don't like this at all?
Do you?
Tough
to, if you haven't heard the whole thing, it's tough to judge off a clip. But here, Van Halen with singer David Lee Roth, Eddie Van Halen, Alex Van Halen, and now Wolfgang Van Halen has just released a single and video for Tattoo, the group's first song with DLR in 27 years. The song will be included on the band's album, A Different Kind of Truth, which is out February 7th. It'll be the first Van Halen record to feature David Lee Roth since 1984. That song is terrible.
Are you
and I hope it gets better.
Now, does that spoil it for you? Or would you still go see them when they come here?
Yeah, I for sure will, because they're not going to be playing. Well, they will play some of that stuff, but I mean, they're still going to play all the hits, which will be the best part. They played in New York last week. They played like a club show.
Right.
At, you know, for like 150 people or something. And the video from that is incredible because they were just playing, you know, the Van Halen songs that you love. This song, Tattoo, is nowhere near what those songs are. It sounds like they bought a B-side from Sammy Hagar and the Wabos. Like something that Sammy Hagar was like, nope. Go and listen. The song is called Tattoo, and it's severely disappointing. NBC has picked up Betty White's senior prank show as she prepares for her 90th birthday special. Two massive things going on. Betty White is experiencing late career success like no one could have predicted. The hot in Cleveland star will turn 90 on January 17th, and NBC plans to celebrate the birthday in style.
Have you seen the clip for the new show, the preview for it?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It's like the old people, not only are they pulling pranks, but they're like kind of dirty.
Dirty old man. That's why that term exists. You know what I mean?
It's awesome, though. I'm actually looking. This looks like a show that's going to be really good for like one episode.
Yeah, and I thought about that when they announced that it was going to be a full season. Like, clearly they have shot some things before, but they can't have that much material, and they can't continue to make that much gold. You know what it reminds me of? You know, in the Jackass shows and movies, when they dress up as old people and run around and do all kinds of weird stuff, you know, because they're old?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that, but with real old people.
Yeah. They should do little, like, actual old people pranks, too. But I would love to see them do things like stealing some other old guy's Werther originals, or when they think there's one Depends left in the box, there isn't. Like, those are the kind of old people pranks I'd like to watch.
The Beast of the Bronx, a 3-foot rat, was found in New York City at a Foot Locker.
3 feet?
And maybe 3 feet. It's the size of a small dog, though something you would never want to pet. What appears to be a giant rat was allegedly found in a Foot Locker in the Bronx.
What's a Foot Locker?
On a shovel.
In the shoe store?
Yeah, in the stock room at a Foot Locker. The massive brown and white rodent measures around 3 feet. A picture was uploaded to Twitter, but it was believed to have been taken last fall.
Have you ever done that where, like, you've been walking down the street and you come face to face with one of those giant rats? Not a 3-foot long one, but
no. Where the hell do you live?
Well, no, I remember we had to go do a thing in New York, and I had to walk to the station at like 4 a.m. There was this giant rat there, and I feel like when they see you, they either really scatter real quick, but there's definitely that moment where you kind of lock eyes with it, and you're like, one of us is going to leave the street, and one of us is not.
Yeah, that moment where they're trying to decide whether or not you're a rotten apple or a human.
Right. But they're scary. I hate rats.
When I lived in Chicago, we had an apartment that we'd get rats by, like, the dumpster out back, because in Chicago they have alleys and stuff. They don't necessarily have that sort of thing in Philly, but every row of streets has another, like, tiny street behind it where all the garbage cans and garage doors and stuff are. And they would gang up on a piece of trash, like, you know, like the AVN Awards. They determined that this creature was a Gambian pooch rat, a fairly common pet that can grow up to 3 feet. Imports have been banned since 2003, though, because the rats were blamed for a monkeypox outbreak that affected 100 people in New York.
Oh, man, I hate monkeypox. That's the worst.
Me too. Especially coming from a giant rat.
Yeah. Is there any truth to the rumor that the rat's name was Bozy Bozy Bob Zitty Bop Bop?
That's the news.
It's like I'm off to distant lands. It's like I'm lost without your hand. I feel happier without your love. Feels like I'm on designer drugs.
happening right now in Vegas is CES 2012. That's the big electronics thing where they debut all the new tablets and 3D TVs and everything else. And joining us to talk about it, tech and lifestyle editor Jennifer Jolly. Jennifer, how are you?
I am doing very well. Holding up here at the largest gadget convention in the world.
What's been the big thing so far? You've been there for a couple days. What's been the coolest thing you've seen so far?
Well, gosh, is there any one coolest thing? No. Are there a million little cool things? Absolutely. I mean, we're not seeing any kind of, you know, breathtaking, groundbreaking new technology. But what we are seeing is all of the technology that we really want getting better.
Rumors that Justin Bieber got linked up with some robot company and Snooki's there too. Have you happened to run into either one of those?
I have not been snookified. Snooki has a new app out. You take your picture and it basically makes you Snooki. It's really scary. The bees. Very awesome. The Biebs is due in a little later today. Haven't seen him. I did see Will.i.am yesterday. I saw Tom Hanks, Will Smith. Hung out a little bit with the exercise guru Jillian Michaels. If it sounds like I'm name dropping, I totally am.
One last quick thing. We had heard that, is the AVN Awards happening at the same time as CES again this year?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
AVNs are those. Oh, I see. Jennifer Jolly, who knows what website you'll find her on next with the AVNs happening across the street.
Do you find it hard to, like, having been there for so many days now, to just to stop going like, wow, look at that. Wow, look at that.
No, I have not stopped saying that. I mean, I've got a table of gadgets in front of me. The new PlayStation Vita, console gaming in the palm of your hand. The C-Flex, or the GoFlex Seagate hard drive that is no wires attached to this thing. It's Wi-Fi, and it's a hard drive that stores 300 high-definition movies and can stream them to all kinds of different devices, you know, across platforms. I'm going to be saying, oh, wow, for months to come.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll check out your work, tecca.com. That's TECCA.com. Enjoy the CES and the AVN, too, if you know what I mean.
I have no idea about that other thing, but I will be having a blast here at CES, and thank God what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
All right, Jennifer, you be good, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Yep. You successfully made another woman uncomfortable.
Yes.
This is Metro and Gordon Do the Internet, the place where we measure your friendship in listens.
Hey, you know, being episode number two, that means we've had some response.
Ooh, feedback. I love feedback.
Yeah, to at least to the first one. So I figured we would just go through some listener emails. Is that cool?
That would be awesome.
First one comes from our pal, Kara.
Oh,
she
nice.
She says, listening to your podcast felt like I was hanging out with the two of you, listening to you go off on things. Very entertaining. Exclamation point.
Well, good. That's kind of like the way it's supposed to be. So mission accomplished, I guess.
Yep. The next one comes from a guy named Jeff. I don't know this Jeff. It says, hey, guys, checked out your podcast by accident. Thought it was going to suck. I was right.
Well, that's not very positive. Why would you take the time to write that?
All right. And I actually didn't mean to read that one.
All right, 50-50 so far.
And third and final, we got three. We got third and final. This one comes from, this one just comes from a bunch of letters at taiwan.com. It says, need to grow 3 to 6 inches longer? Click here.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with episode one.
See, that's what I thought, but...
But what? Tie that one back in. Well, keep the email coming. You can check out both our Facebook pages. You can reach us there. Also, MetroRadioShow.com and GordonFromTheRadio.com. Those are the best ways to reach us, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, another successful one in the books. We'll be back for episode 3, same time next week.
How would you say this one went?
It's definitely one of my two favorites.